This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Hi. Welcome to our discussion of the day's events, things that are going on that impact you and your lives. Jennifer Horn is here with impactful thoughts on what's going on, as is Jennifer Horn. See, Jennifer Horn is here twice. Victoria Keelan is here as well with Jay Kirshner. So the Democrats have agreed to a, $3.5 trillion budget. So how does the infrastructure bill that the Republicans don't want to have passed, because it's not an infrastructure bill, it's just a pork package, how does this get passed without them?
Yeah, well, this is just want to clear up what you said. This is not their budget. This is the budget committee that's got this new $3.5 trillion package to address human infrastructure. So the budget's already been passed. There's already been about $6 or $7 trillion that have been spent because of COVID and all of this just since the Biden administration took place. Well, now, remember, it was
That's not really true. The six or seven, that's an aggregate between Trump. I think it's about three.
I'm talking about since January. There have been a couple of packages that have already been passed that total about that amount of money.
And where's the money coming from?
I don't know. Check your wallet, because that's the big question. That's why even Joe Manchin is like, look, I'm not trying to block up the Democrats. I just want to make sure that we're not, you know, writing checks that we can't pay for.
Somebody with a conscience. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, good.
Yeah, well, and you know what? To be fair, by the way, Trump spent way too much as president. Fiscal conservatives would not be happy with the amount of spending that Trump did either. And so there's
everybody write that down. Victoria, did you get that? Trump made a mistake. Okay, keep going. Go ahead. Please.
All right. So if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a big meeting, bipartisan meeting, and they came out and said they have a deal on infrastructure, right, after all this back and forth. They had a bipartisan deal. They were going to spend just under $1 trillion. 15 minutes later, and I'm not kidding, Biden's in front of a podium saying, well, I'm not going to sign that deal unless we take everything we didn't get and we put into a reconciliation package. Well, this is the reconciliation package, and it totals $3.5 trillion, which is not something you can just usually shove into a budget deal now or into an existing deal, right, into reconciliation. $3.5 trillion, usually it's like tweaks. It's not creating all of this new spending, and this is for human infrastructure, so they want to do bold provisions on climate change, Medicare, education. That was initially what Bernie Sanders would call for.
That's going to contribute to the inflation that you're now beginning to see.
It's already 5%.
5.4% so far this year, and this is compared to 2.6 or 2.4, 2.6, something like that, last year. So inflation last year for the whole year was less than 3%, and so far this year it's almost 6%. We're not at the end of the year yet. You don't think you're going to be paying? Where do you think that it's all about spent for COVID?
Well, and this is the tax on the middle class, on the lower class, on all of us that the Biden administration doesn't want to admit to.
Well,
since Trump left office, the national average, the gas price, has gone up $2. $2.
Well, yeah, that may be coincidental because of what else is going on.
Right, I'm sure
the price
it's just
of food. The communists, the Chinese. Here's Jackie Chan, who wants to now become an official member of the Communist Chinese Party because he wants to show his patriotism for his native land. And you wonder, we were talking about this off the air, whether he has been somehow or other compromised.
Well, he wants Jackie. Yeah, I mean, this is what China does, right?
He's the most visible Chinese guy.
And truly, a lot of times it's movie studios. Look at what they did to John Cena. Big, tough John Cena had to go out there and, like, kiss the ring of the Chinese.
So the reason I bring it up
that he said
is because we're tying this all together here, because Victoria's now already wondering, wait a minute, how did we get from the budget of Jackie
Chan? Because they're going to own our debt.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Or eat our lunch because we can't pay our debt, or eat our lunch because we're so inflated we're just printing money to pay for all this debt.
And they created it all with their virus. And so,
yeah, but this is also something that doesn't have to be done. I mean, okay, so yes, the Chinese should be held accountable. But do we need infrastructure that's not infrastructure? Medicare, climate change, education, those are not infrastructure projects. They should be separate bills. They shouldn't all be put in under the umbrella of infrastructure. Infrastructure is hard. Infrastructure is roads, it's bridges, it's airports, it's stuff that people need to go from one point to the other. And it's something that Democrats and Republicans can agree on. So why not celebrate the win of bipartisanship, which I think at least most of us who are sort of reasonable are like hungry for something that is bipartisan, right? Take it, celebrate the win.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. What was that? You were sort of reasonable?
Is that what you said? I said people who are sort of reasonable.
I thought you said people like us who are sort of reasonable.
Yeah, we're sort of reasonable. Yeah. Okay. That want to have bipartisanship, right?
Okay.
And look for something, and here's something we can have. Why come out and say $3.5 trillion is now going to be jammed through on stuff that doesn't really have the support? I mean, they can do it. And look, elections have consequences, so if they want to do it, that's great, but they is it right?
Yeah. I think we are all sort of members of our gang here, the DJVers, are all sort of reasonable.
Yeah, I think and we're sort of reasonable here.
Yeah, sort of reasonable. You're right. Mitch McConnell, not necessarily.
We always nail reasonable. But, you know.
Right. Mitch wants everybody to get vaccinated. I didn't realize he had polio.
Yeah, that's why he's kind of a strange bird.
Mm-hmm. What, the polio made him a strange bird?
Well, I mean, he just has a strange, you know, he has that stature, and he was sick. He was a sick guy or a kid.
He doesn't look well now. He never really looked well. So anyway, McConnell wants everybody to get vaccinated. I see that the top immunizer in Tennessee has suggested that teenagers may there get vaccinations. So what about that, Jay? You're in Nashville. What would you say if you're once Mac grows into becoming a teenager, should he be allowed to get a vaccination without your consent? Because that's what the suggestion apparently is in Tennessee. What do you think about that?
Yeah, once he's 18.
Yeah. So, but this is younger than 18.
Oh, younger than 18. Okay.
Yeah, this is younger than 18.
No.
And by the way, the person
who
suggested that.
I mean, I would give my consent, but I want the option to.
The person who gave that, the person in charge of the health department of Tennessee, after she said that, she got fired. So,
well, because isn't that illegal? Wouldn't that have to be a law that has to change in order to make that? I mean, is age of consent for sex? Is it the same as age of consent for vaccinations or tattoos?
What's age of consent for sex? 18?
Every state's different.
16? 15? In some places.
I don't know.
In Tennessee, it's probably 10. Oops, oh, did I just say that?
Gosh, what is with you today?
I know, right?
All right, speaking of outrages, why not? Do you see the video of this white woman chasing the black woman around in Victoria's Secret and saying she wants this woman to stay away from her, but yet she's chasing her around the store?
Yeah, she's screaming, get her away from me, get her away from me, but she's the one chasing after.
Stop chasing her.
What is the matter with people?
And then she freaked out because she thought she was going to lose her job because the black woman started videoing her. So then she claimed she was having a panic attack, and then she turned into, like, this victim, and she's crying on the floor. It was the histrionics were just next level.
Yeah, people were calling for panic attacks, equating it to NBA players when they do the flop. They got fouled.
No one's more dramatic in sports, though, than South American soccer players. That is where you see some serious drama.
All right. Speaking
I've had a lot
drama.
Of panic attacks. Never chased anybody. I always want to be left alone.
Right.
Never done it.
Okay, so Tom Brady, speaking of folks that people like to talk about from the Tampa Bay football team, gets a rise out of his did you see some of this video? That's posted all over social media. He was taking a shot at some of the people that he formerly worked with, I think, in the Patriots organization. I think he still has lots of friends who are Patriots players. But anyway, he was at a camp and he named the kids a certain, the same name as some of the people they used to work with. And there was no mention of Rob Gronkowski, your favorite, Jennifer, but apparently Amendola, Edelman, Welker are these guys that are in his wheelhouse.
They're all former Patriots, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, Gronk is his current teammate on Tampa Bay, so maybe, maybe he's sticking to the theme.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of cute. 16 past the hour, you're with the cuteness program. Cuteness Personified is me, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay here. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Okay, I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
18 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Norwegian Cruise Lines suing the state of Florida because Florida says that they are going the ban on vaccine requirements. They don't think that they think everybody should be required to have the shots in order to get on the cruise line. So would you make, if you were making plans to take a cruise, would you look at the requirements for vaccines before you decided I'm going
to
go on this line versus that?
These days, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems kind of strange. Why are they doing that in Florida?
Florida wants to be, you know, DeSantis wants to run for president, and he wants to be very, like, you know, freedom, and we do whatever we want, and Florida's awesome.
It's not DeSantis.
And blah, blah, blah.
It's our country. Freedom and liberty. I mean, that's what we
justice for all.
No, freedom from vaccines and freedom from COVID and freedom from shutdowns. That's his whole thing.
I'm feeling a little ticked because I'm supposed to be going to Hawaii in a few months for work, and I feel like I'm being forced to get a vaccine to go to Hawaii. And I think that's
who's forcing you, though?
The government is making, I mean, the government requirement is that you either stay in quarantine for 10 days or you get a vaccine.
Well, I thought Hawaii dropped all the quarantines.
No, it's still there.
And they've been inundated. Hawaii has been inundated with people since things started, travel started. I mean, you can't get into the beach.
I've had friends vacation in Hawaii recently, and they didn't have to quarantine because they said that's why they went, because they dropped it.
Yeah, you either have to show 10 days. You either have to go 32 or 72 hours with a test beforehand, or you have to show status of vaccine, or you have to quarantine for 10 days, the length of your stay. Maybe it's island by island, but this is, I just read the requirements.
Is this the trip to Hawaii that I'm supposed to go on with you?
My friends did the test.
No.
This is a requirement, right, that I'm going with you?
No.
To Hawaii? Really? That's not the one?
No, that's not the one. It's a different one.
Ah, okay. It's 21 half the hour on the DJV program.
I'll go with you anytime, though.
Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm going through my envelopes looking for money. It's 23 past the hour here on the DJV program. Trending items, including Ashley Graham expecting baby number 2, as she does still have that overbite.
That's pretty fast, right?
But she's
apparently she's very pregnant, though. Yeah, like she just has been kind of holding back on the announcement.
When did she have the baby? I mean, it feels fast.
Her first one's 17 months, I think.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah.
Like her.
Am I the only person that it drives me crazy when people are like, oh, my baby's 18 months? Your baby is 1.5.
Really?
I only said 17.
After
I can't
one, why do we have to
that?
Still do months?
Yeah. I only said
well, Jay,
that
I'm 422 months old.
Yeah, when people are like, oh,
that's
you know, so-and-so is 21 months. I'm like, what? How old is that? Like,
it's funny when we switch from months to years, right?
Yeah. Well, the time... What is time travels, time moves on, et cetera, et cetera. There's a video that's trending of the Biebs yelling at his wife. Okay, so what's the story behind the story here, Jay Kirshner?
Videos, everything you see online, not always as it seems. He was not yelling. Somebody had posted that video, went viral, had more than 1 million views, and then they took it down because other people who were there were like, no, he was just running on adrenaline. He just performed. He was telling a story. He was being animated. They were laughing and smiling. He was not yelling.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Why do people want to make it out like he's still a bad guy? He loves his wife. They're a young, cute couple.
Yeah, he's done so much to turn it around. He was you know, so awful before.
Yeah. Just let him be. Let him
Let him be.
It's Hollywood. They're going to get divorced. Let them enjoy life while they're together.
As they
okay?
can. Right. Exactly. All right, so let's see. Who is Olivia Rodrigo? Apparently, she is somebody that's popular with the teenagers. Is that every teenager? Or?
And the 30-something.
Just like a perfect grandpa statement, right?
I love Olivia Rodrigo.
All right,
she's amazing. Her Sour album is awesome. She was on. She was a Disney chick, so she came from a show called Bizardvark, and then she moved to Disney Plus on a series called High School Musical: The Musical: The Series. That's the real title. And then she put out an album, and her album slaps. It's awesome. It really.
So,
is.
What's
she's
her job
going to
be? She's going to promote vaccines, right? For people that are 5 years old. What's Gen? What did we decide yesterday? Was Gen Z? Is that people that are under
6 to 24.
24.
Okay. So is this the right pick? I'm sure before he was told to pick her, he didn't know who she was either. Come on. Why would he know who Olivia Rodrigo?
Wait, who's he? Rodrigo? Wait,
Joe Biden.
Okay,
the
we
president.
Didn't get the story out here. Yeah. Okay, so Joe Biden has chosen Olivia Rodrigo to do what?
Push the vaccine.
Yeah, help be somebody who is promoting the vaccine. She met with Biden and Fauci in regards to the vaccine and everything.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Why are you laughing, Jennifer?
Because for a minute I felt like I was at a tennis match. I'm like,
yeah, I'm trying to level the playing field here for everybody listening who's totally confused like I am.
Sometimes
so.
I think it's just me, and I'm like, okay, is it just not sinking in? It's early,
no,
the stress,
it's not
like
you.
What's going? And then I was like, no, I don't
my
think anybody
fault.
Knows what's happening.
I think we got that yesterday in our staff meeting. It's always my fault. That's really what
I
it
was. Remember that.
Yeah, right.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, MJ Rodriguez. Here's another name that everybody doesn't know. What's the story, or at least everybody my age doesn't know, but everybody else apparently does. So what's the story with, is this a woman or a man?
She is a woman. She is the first out trans woman to be nominated for a lead actress for the Emmys, and also the first trans person to be nominated in any of the lead categories.
Okay. Oh, what's her name?
MJ Rodriguez.
No, I'm blanking on the other actress who didn't. I thought she got nominated for Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That was
why am I blanking on her name?
Laverne Cox.
Laverne Cox.
Laverne, yeah. Hey,
here,
Doug.
I've got the answer to that question. How about that?
Nice job.
Pretty good, huh? And you think
you
I don't
home
know
for the rest
nothing.
Of the day. I know, right? You're done.
Nailed it. Hey,
we're all done at the moment.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There were strong words from Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday at a roundtable discussion at the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora.
They are revolting against a corrupt communist dictatorship that has ruled that island with an iron fist for over 60 years, that is responsible for death and destruction.
Former Miami-Dade mayor and Cuban-born Carlos Jimenez.
It is not about vaccines. It is not about food. It is about liberty. The Cuban people are fed up. We need to help the dissidents inside the island by giving them financial support.
DeSantis called on the Biden administration to take a strong stance against the oppressive communist regime that has been using violence against its own people to crush dissent for more than six decades. Tuesday's inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index, shows Americans are now paying well over 5% more for everyday items than we did 1 year ago. Economist Steve Forbes is sounding the alarm.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, the upbeat, up-tempo DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. We're learning more about life, love, and happiness every day. So, Victoria, give us an update on the Miami situation with these apartment buildings, will you?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you know, the digging out of the rubble of Surfside remains. But there are some other apartment buildings down in Miami that are now, there's another one that's being evacuated, and they found concrete deterioration, so they've deemed it not safe anymore for people to live, and they're inspecting, there's another 82-year-old building that's been slowly evacuating residents since May, and the owners decided that they're going to demolish that building in December. So this is kind of, I think we're going to kind of see a trend of these, you know, post-war, similar apartment buildings, 14, 15 stories, sometimes more than that, you know, around that size of the Surfside towers. I think we're going to start to see a lot of those buildings having, you know, getting a really good second look. My sister-in-law lives in New York City, and we were just talking about all the buildings having to be recertified, and it's people on in condos and co-ops in New York City are very concerned about this. And this is something, you know, we talked about the Surfside building a couple weeks ago, how they had $15 million set aside and it was all cosmetic. They weren't even going to do structural work. It was all cosmetic stuff. And that's what too many buildings do. You know, you get on the board and everybody argues about, well, we need a new pool or we need the pool to look nicer. And it's, they don't worry about, you know, the integrity of the structure. And so a lot of residents in major cities everywhere are starting to kind of question their own boards and where the money's going, where their maintenance fees are going every month, and how safe the buildings are.
Well said. Okay. I think we lost Doug.
Yeah, we lost Doug.
We never know.
There's I thought I lost
for a minute. I thought I lost everybody. I was like,
I know. It's funny when we do this show, it is from all different locations. And so sometimes we hear these blips in silence. No one knows who it exactly is. But I think, Victoria, you bring up when we talk about this condo, there's going to be an overreaction, and some of it is going to be justified because, mm-hmm. obviously, in the Surfside condo, everybody overlooked the problems. They didn't yep. think that they had to move quickly because no one would ever imagine that a building would crumble. Nobody yeah. ever thought that. And so they mm-hmm. put these things off. Now you're going to have the gross overreaction where you're going to have every building going, oh, my gosh, we cannot have this same thing go on. And then here we are, you know, investigating everybody's property and making making people move out of the buildings that they've lived in for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that the right move? I mean, probably somewhere in the middle is the right answer, as usual.
And as much as an inconvenience as it would probably feel to have to be displaced like that, I think that's better than the alternative.
Oh, God, yeah.
Better to be inconvenienced than, you know.
Yeah, than to have your building come down.
Completely crumble.
All right. We will take a quick break here. We'll try to reconnect with Doug. But we've got a story that I want to share with you ladies about secrets. Do you keep them? Is it a good idea? Is it healthy to have a secret? As the DJV show continues, at 37 minutes past the hour.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Things metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
it's 40 past the hour. For those of you who are wondering what the heck is going on, communication, we're in the communication business. Sometimes we don't communicate as well as we need to. I said to the ladies earlier today that I didn't feel well, and that's a rarity for me because I'm normally on the top of my game, feel great physically. However, I have not felt particularly well the last 24 hours or so, and I attribute much of it to the weather, the fact that there's this heavy, heavy, heavy cloud. The fog is as thick as pea soup here today, and it's been really, it's so wet, and I think this stuff is beginning to weigh on me physically. It weighs on you emotionally. I think you haven't seen the sun for 2 weeks, and you begin to think, okay, I better go somewhere where there's some sun, because there hasn't been any. And I look at the forecast here, the next 10 days from the Weather Channel, looks like the same stuff. Every single day, we have rain, showers, thunderstorms, and that sort of thing. And usually when it says, okay, it's a 15% chance, it doesn't make any difference now. There's a shower every day in the forecast for the next week. And it has been like this for now. It's actually over 2 weeks. So I think there's some of that stuff because the pukiness in the air, with all the allergies that I seem to have from not just people say, well, you do the farm, you're allergic to all that stuff. I'd be allergic to it whether it was on the farm or I wasn't on the farm. That's why I like the Navage, frankly, and other things that help you to clean it up. But it's just gotten, it's making me feel, my stomach is upset, Frank, because of all of the mucus and things that are blowing around. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Having said that, the Cuban situation, I would like to visit that for a bit to see where we are.
Let's get back to what Jen teased, the secrets.
Oh, the secret. Okay. I was gonna do that, too. I
thought one thing you should keep a secret is your stomach situation.
We can both.
Nice.
That's one secret you should keep. It's be like, hey, we had a technical problem.
Right. Well, that's the story. All right, so what
I technically
secrets?
Had to run.
Yes, right. Get out of my way.
All right. So secrets, they may be, well, sometimes secrets can be fun, sometimes yeah. Not so much. But there was a survey, I thought this was interesting, of 2,000 British adults. And they talked about their deepest secrets. And it turns out that of things people keep secrets about, at the top of the list, mental health, hygiene, and theirs.
What would be a secret? Like that you stink and you haven't taken a shower?
That you don't shower, that you don't wash your hair maybe more than once every 2 weeks.
But if you're in the same vicinity, it's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
Yeah. Right.
It's only a secret for so long, and then it's not. So here's how it played out. So they say that mental health is number one. That's what people don't tell people. So, you know, that's understandable. Maybe you're
so
diagnosed
personal.
With depression or anxiety. You don't want to say, hey, I'm Jen. I have anxiety. How you doing? Although I do sometimes. And then second is an embarrassing or cringeworthy incident. You know those things that you just want to go away. I think many of us keep that secret.
Duck shares all of those with us.
I know. I think we like keeping those secrets because we don't even want to acknowledge them to ourselves. And then third, people admitted to keeping secrets about affairs. So 1 in 5 adults, 18%, keep their secrets simply to avoid relationship issues. Just over 1 in 10 say that they admit keeping a secret to avoid police scrutiny. 1 in 5 are most likely to keep a secret from their mothers, and 16% don't even tell their best friends about all of their secrets. Now, 16% don't tell their partners the whole truth all the time. Of that group, 14% of them say they constantly dread their significant other uncovering their secret or their hidden truth. 13% say they wouldn't even tell their loved ones about a big lottery win. And apparently it's important to mention that respondents confess that keeping secrets inflicts a heavy psychological toll. All in all, the poll concludes that over a quarter of adults see their day-to-day decision-making being influenced by the weight of the secrets that they carry.
Ooh.
So what about you guys? You keep secrets? Hmm.
What's the secret you've been keeping from me, Jennifer?
What is a good secret I could tell you?
Yeah.
Told you Larry Elder's running for governor.
That's not a secret. It's all over everywhere.
Was for a little while.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really a great kept secret.
It was actually
I was able to Google
secret.
It. And
actually, he might do okay. I think he's going to be, he's got a lot of
I mean,
of
anybody
attention.
Who's got a chance, yeah, he's about the, he's got a lot of attention. The biggest chance.
Yeah.
So how about, like, people have, okay, so on the list, people say that they have affairs, one-night stands, illness, some of them hide smoking. Some have faked an illness to avoid work. That's probably a popular one. Some people hide the money they spend on food, time they spend in bars or pubs, the number
See,
of maybe
the
their
secret,
past sexual
the
partners.
The way to get over that is to be like me. Live alone, and you don't have to have any secrets from anybody. That's right.
There was one. Have any I'm just remembering, now. Like, one of the, I don't know, it was kind of a bombshell. We did, on the radio show that I used to be on, we had people anonymously call in and, like, divulge secrets that they just wanted to get off their chest. Mm-hmm. And this lady called in, and she goes, I go grocery shopping once a week, and my husband knows that I spend a couple hundred dollars a week, you know, at the grocery store. And she said, but what he doesn't know is that I add in Visa gift cards into the bill.
She has more money.
So she ends up having, like, thousands of dollars of discretionary income to just
That's a Lucy
with.
Award. Good That's brilliant. I like that.
All right, so, Jay, nuts. Should we ask people to
What's
anonymously...
What's the biggest secret you're keeping?
Yeah,
right?
Do you yeah. keep secrets, and what are they about?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good secret. All right, so who's Ed Buck? Didn't you tease that, too? Let's find out. I want to know about...
You
want to
do it now, or do you... I think we should wait.
All right. Hold on for a second, because it's 47 past the hour.
Right.
Oh. All right, we already have enough. We're up to date. See, I'm used to doing things the other way. This
is
pretty
good.
Is
this real life?
Yeah, of course
I feel
it
like
is.
That
Why
kid
not?
After the dentist. Remember yeah. David yeah. after the dentist? He's all high, and he's like, is this real life?
Pentagon says about 70% of the military has received at least one dose of COVID. COVID vaccine. Right. So that's a good step forward, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
Sure.
I got a thing from Dr. Ken Kronos, who is one of the two doctors that's associated with this program. He is very concerned about the number of cases rising. They have doubled over the past 3 weeks. And he said there was one reason and one reason only that the cases have gone up, and that is because people are not getting vaccinated. So if you think he has any credibility at all, and I think he does, I think both of them do, very interesting, because they both voted for the same guy in the last election, and it wasn't Biden, but they have very different points of view when you get away from politics. And
I was curious about this, though, because, okay, so the vaccine or the number of cases are going up a little bit in California with what they say is the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But also the number of vaccines are going up. So we're almost at herd immunity. Almost 70% of our population in California has the shot. So I was talking the other day about where these cases are coming from, and I was just speculating, and I'm just asking you guys what you think, because none of us are doctors. But if it's not a vaccine issue, what is causing that spike in cases? Is it that more people are traveling and maybe more people are taking tests because they want to either go places or
some
they want to
make
see if they're
mask,
okay when they come back?
They'll make
maybe more
mask.
People are testing because these are cases, not necessarily cases of illness. These are just positive test results. So
they'll make the mask issue, Jennifer. They'll make the mask say it's because we're not wearing masks.
People are in California.
Something.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, it's hard to nail this down. Actually, I think that's Ken's point. 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Three after the hour. Why is it that we believe time flies? Because it's already time for another visit from Warren Eckstein, who joins us every Wednesday at this time. So the first item on the bill of fare here, Warren, who, by the way, is the host of The Pet Show. You can find out where it is airing. You can hear it at thepetshow.com as well and see his beautiful face on Facebook, because his program airs on Facebook video every week. Okay, so these horses that are being rounded up in Utah, is it Utah, Nevada? Where is it that
Utah,
they're all being?
Utah.
In Utah.
It being Utah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just 40 miles southwest of Salt Lake City.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
right,
so what's
there.
The problem and the
resolve? The problem is they say they want to maintain a population of between 121 to 210 horses. That's the whole herd. The population now is 400, a little over 400. So they want to remove 296 of the overpopulation.
What are these horses? What breed are they? Are they all just wild horses?
Wild warm bloods. They apparently are. The rumor is that they are believed to be descendants of the horses that worked for the Pony Express.
Mm-hmm. And even prior to that, some of the horses actually, they say, were left behind by some of the first explorers out there. So it's just mm-hmm. There's so much history there. I have a friend of mine that rescues some Native American horses that were pretty much the same way. I don't understand why people just don't leave the animals alone. Just leave them alone. They've survived all these years. You've survived all these years. If you have a bear in your backyard, I understand chasing to another yard. I get it.
People don't understand, Warren. They're not connected. I see it every weekend on my farm. The people were so disconnected from animals, the animal lives that are lived, that they know nothing about. Horses, cows, goat, anything that's unusual and not domesticated, people haven't got a clue. They almost bask in their ignorance, which is what annoys me.
And Utah is a state that should know better. You know, I'm putting everybody into this. I'm reading up from the Salt Lake Tribune on the history of all this, and I understand that there are insane drought conditions right now that are you know, some of the horses are dying because there's no water and there's nothing to eat. But you know, you can move the herd. Like you don't have to cull the herd. I mean, there's a big difference. I don't know. This is just.
And you can also bring some food and water in. That's been done in the past as well. It's not the end of the world.
You got to care first.
Here's the bottom line. People don't understand that animals have emotions, animals have feelings, and they just don't understand it. They think that we're so superior, that humans are so superior. I did a story on the show this week. Can only humans be gifted or have special talents, or can pets and other animals be gifted as well? And it's so true. People just look at it. Some people look at dogs. Some people look at cats, horses, whatever. And they don't understand. They're living beings with the same feelings, the same loving, the same instincts, the same wants, the same needs as we do. And literally, I mean, Denise will tell you, my wife will tell you, I wake up every morning real early. Obviously, I'm talking to you guys now. What time is it? 5 o'clock. The thing is that by the time it's 6:30 in the morning, I have tears in my eyes already, because I get every horror story from around the world about what's going on with the zoo in, for example, the zoo in Tehran or this over here. Why don't we just understand? That's what we need to teach in our schools, loving for all living things.
We don't teach anything in school. We need
to that's by state law. They have to. By state, you know how they get around it? They bring a guinea pig, a hamster, or a frog into the classroom, and that's the humane education. I used to go into schools, volunteer to go into schools all over New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, specifically as a sub-enrichment program. I would go in there and try to educate the young children in terms of the feelings and emotions, and I would relate it to their own dogs and cats at home. But it made a difference. They understand that animals have feelings as well.
Yep, they sure do. There's a concern in my neck of the woods about dogs being exposed because bald eagles are back in the picture. More of them around the east, but there are more of them. Apparently, they were for a while an endangered species, but now they're all over the place. And there have been some pictures of of these bald eagles going after little dogs in the backyard, cats, that sort of thing. What do you know, or what do you think about that?
Well, here's my feeling about it. My two dogs are little dogs, and there are hawks and falcons, and I'm not going to pick up a 10-pound dog, but a smaller dog easily picked up 3-4 pounds. So my feeling is this: if you have a small dog, and that dog is outside, you need to be on top of that dog. It's just that simple. You need to have a leash, a collar on the dog, or you need to watch the dog. I don't care if you have a 20-foot fence in your backyard. If you have a small dog and you live in an area where there are eagles, falcons, hawks, coyotes, whatever type of animals they are, if you have a small dog or even a large dog, my backyard is fenced, totally fenced with an 8-foot fence. When my dogs are in the backyard, Warren is there with them every moment.
Mm-hmm. If you care about the dog, and that's the big thing we're talking about, people understanding how to care. I look at Daisy and the way she looks at me, and there is whether she can express it, she can express it by her emotions and her, her looks. She looks at me like she loves me, and she does. She gets it, and I look at her like I love her too. And it's something that emotionally we need to be more in touch with.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.